Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphone.
And a phony at the mic.
Yeah. Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2.
And hello to all of you. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Very happy you could join us on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning, 312-981-7200 is the number for calls and text all night long. Good morning, Roger Badish.
And good morning to you, Mr. Dave Plyer.
So I am very excited, live from Chicago.
Yeah.
It's Saturday night, my friend.
I was looking at all the pictures you've been posting. It looks like it was a fun time.
It was wild. Yeah. You know, and I will tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff, and this happens, you know, in any exhibit,
sure,
any type of party throughout the year. But we have a elevator that, you know, it takes you – first of all, you enter the broadcast museum. This is the Museum of Broadcast Communications. There's a new exhibit called Saturday Night Live, The Experience. It's 12,000 square feet, which chronicles the history of the NBC iconic franchise. 10 immersive galleries bring the visitors – into the office first of executive producer Lorne Michaels. There's a theater first.
Mm-hmm.
You're like in Rockefeller Plaza, and it's the elevator banks in Rockefeller. And
it
looks exactly like it. It's crazy. And then you go to Lorne Michaels' original office, mm-hmm, the writer's room, the control room. It's really broken up by 5 days of the week. Like, here's what happens Monday, then Tuesdays, you know, Mondays, the writers are getting together, Tuesdays the table read, Wednesdays props, blah, blah, whatever it might be. There's a control room, 500 artifacts, you know, from Steve Martin's King Tut outfit to John Belushi's B.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The Wayne's World set, the Church Lady, Jeopardy, Black Jeopardy, all the props from Colon Blow and the donut cereal box that John Belushi did back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. The original 1976 set, the main stage.
The original, the very first show, the stage.
Not the first show. It was the first season, I believe.
Well, but when I saw that picture.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look at the video of the first show, but that picture looked like what I remember being the first show.
You come down the stairs. They used to come down the stairs and do that. But then there's a fourth floor elevator that takes you upstairs to an exact replica to scale of Studio 8H in Rockefeller. So it's the main stage, it's the side stage, which is the performance stage, and then the music stage.
Mm.
And when I say to scale, I mean it is perfectly to scale. And the people that were there setting everything up are the set designers and people from Saturday Night Live in New York.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is done very closely with Lorne Michaels, mm-hmm, and his team, and the response was ridiculous. Like, people were like, oh my God, when they got upstairs and saw the main stage and everything, it was pretty cool. But the elevator, and this is what I'm saying, the elevator that is our freight elevator generally, and it is a elevator that has gotten the crap kicked out of it over the last 5 years. I mean, the walls, the floors, you know, there's barely a vinyl floor left, the ceiling, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the event started at 7. Red carpet was at 6:30. At 6:20, I'll just tell you a little behind the scenes, here comes a construction crew taking that freight elevator after the last item got loaded,
mm-hmm,
and dropped off in the basement. All new wood panels, new flooring, and the ceiling painted, the doors stainless steel washed, everything. In literally 20 minutes, that elevator, which I've seen for years and barely wanted to step into, became a elevator from Rockefeller Plaza.
No way. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mean, people were literally half hour before there was people running around with buckets of paint, touching up walls and corners and whatever. And then, boom, it opened up. And
that's amazing.
It was amazing. Wow. I have a black stripe on my on the back of my shirt from the paint.
Did you lean where it said lean?
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it was amazing because... you know, we had Saturday Night Live cast members like Tim Meadows and, as I said, Nora Dunn and Julia Sweeney, Tim Kazurinsky, Alex Moffat, and a couple other new cast members, too, which was very, very cool. Some producers, some set designers from Saturday Night Live. And then we had a lot of local folks. It was nice to see from here, you know, Pete McMurray was here, Patty Vasquez was here, the Heidemann brothers.
Yeah, there we go.
But, you know, Bob and Marianne, who used to be here from WLS, and I'm trying to think who else, Gary Meyer and Cynthia were there as well. Yeah, you know, so it was a lot of local folks, and Allison Rosati and Rafer Weigel, and it was like a lot of nice local flair.
It was a good turnout. Good local turnout.
Good local turnout and a much younger crowd than we've ever had in that building, and that's really what we needed to do. You know, we love Bozo. We love Sven and all that good stuff. But like Sven is still known to audiences because it's still on the air and still going very strong. Mm-hmm. You know, there's generations that don't know Bozo, and even though the younger kids see it, they're fascinated by it. You know,
another day and age.
Another day.
Yeah.
Another age.
Yeah.
And we have I Love Lucy props and all kinds of other stuff in there. But you know this. Yeah, this takes it to a whole different level. And as I said, we had almost over 600 people walk through the doors today. A lot of pre-sold tickets. And we'll be doing, you know, we're one of the promotional partners, so we're going to be talking about this throughout the next year, which is lovely as well. But here's what really got me excited. And again, this exhibit will blow you away. Steve Johnson from the Chicago Tribune. And, you know, you're always looking for reviews.
I think I know Steve.
And... you know, I've read his reviews on events and exhibits and other things around town, and he is brutally honest about what he likes and what he doesn't like and whether you're going to spend.
And you would expect that from a critic.
Right. So he said, now that it's up at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, this is clearly a journey worth taking, one not afraid to deliver surprising technical information along with the expected assemblage of clips and costumes from NBC's a comic War Horse. This show, which the North State Street Museum is counting on to lift from the ranks of other cultural institutions, opened Saturday. The exhibition ends its week on Saturday, and it's... nitty-gritty work week. That final set, a dazzling recreation of the main and adjacent stages of Studio 8H, is a doozy. I love that. And you just don't look at it. You go on to a video presentation, a monologue done by Tina Fey, especially for the exhibit, which is very cool.
Oh,
like
neat.
A lot of the cast members did specifically that. They recorded video and audio for this exhibit.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then, you know, Jeopardy. From the 40th anniversary show is up there, and then the performance of Uptown Funk by musical guest Bruno Mars is on a massive screen on the stage. So it says this, you may have guessed, another one of those immersive pop culture museum experiences that has become the utmost normal in Chicago. From David Bowie is at the MCA to the Rolling Stones, the Navy Pier, and Jurassic World at the Field Museum. People here are being offered deep dives into iconic amusements. It's a pretty impressive set. $25 a ticket. You might be asked, isn't that special? And the answer is, yes, it is. How cool is that? I mean, that's paying another museum. You're paying $50 sometimes walking into other museums. So $25 is a pretty, pretty good deal. So
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So the Studio 8H.
Yeah.
You said it's a scale model.
Scale model.
How much? Now we know in the original set there are like balcony seats. You could see that they show them. There's seats up higher.
The seating is only the floor seating we have there.
Sets. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. So how much floor seating do you have there?
Not much.
Oh,
not much because we're not doing live.
Well, but now you see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Yeah.
If Saturday Night Live came and did a show.
Oh, we could put chairs in there. So there's enough room. Well, Studio 8H doesn't have more than a couple hundred chairs.
Okay.
They don't. Right.
That would be so cool to broadcast live, Saturday Night Live, live from the exhibit.
What we are talking about doing is there's a closed circuit broadcast that NBC has available to, you know, sometimes they show to sponsors and stuff.
Uh-huh.
during rehearsal, which happens 2 hours before the show, so they literally go through most of the show at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. We might do a couple parties surrounded on the closed circuit set and air it on stage. And we're talking about doing a, you know, special events at the museum on the stage. I mean, this whole thing, you know, which Larry Wirt, you know, he's our chairman. You know, we had a live band on the stage, and Larry did all the introductions to all the cast members who came on stage and did a little shtick. On the stage, it looked like you were watching the show. I mean, it was incredible. I pulled a couple clips that I wanted to share before we go over on time here that are some of my favorites, because really this exhibit really goes from those early days in 1975 to today. I mean, it is amazing the 43 years that this 42, 43 years that this covers. So here's my first clip. It was Jane Curtin, Dan Aykroyd on one of the very first weekend updates. And you'll notice exactly what clip this is. Let's take a listen.
Married these days, and looking at divorce statistics, who can blame them? But the lack of a piece of paper does not necessarily mean the lack of a total commitment. A woman in this modern day relationship may well give up all her own personal pursuits, as Michelle Marvin claims she did, to give her full support to her man's career. And Michelle Marvin is just asking that the courts recognize that reality. Dan, there's an old saying, behind every successful man, there's a woman, a loving, giving, caring woman. But you wouldn't know about that, Dan, because there's no old saying about what's behind a miserable failure.
Wait a minute. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Jane, you ignorant slut. Bagged out, dried up, slunk meat like you and Michelle Triana in all the rooms. If you want a contract, sign on the dotted line. Oh, but let's all shed a tear for poor Michelle Triola. There was only testimony that she had sexual intercourse over 40 times with another man while living with actor Lee Marvin. But I suppose that sort of fashionable promiscuity means nothing to someone like you, Jane, who hops from bed to bed with the frequency of a cheap ham radio.
All right, so there's a little, a little Jane Curtin and Dan Aykroyd. You know, I mean, you realize how edgy this was, and I know.
Oh. Very interesting.
I was 7, 8 years old, I think, when that aired. And I remember in the 70s, like, my dad, you know, he'd fall asleep, you know, or he'd watch a little bit. And I'd just be kind of sitting off to the side watching it when I wasn't supposed to. And I remember watching all these episodes. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Here's a clip. And there's not a lot of Eddie Murphy clips on there. And here's the one thing. No, here's the one thing. There is an Eddie Murphy section of this with Buckwheat and Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, which was my absolute favorite. So here's a clip about Eddie Murphy. He was on Weekend Update talking about the draft, because they were talking in the 1980s about reinstating the draft. And he was talking about who's going to do all his characters, and he goes through them all. Let's take a listen.
Okay. How you doing? My name is Eddie Murphy. I'm 19 years old, and this is my comment. I don't want to be drafted. Yeah! I'm very serious about this. It's not that I'm afraid of war or anything like that. I don't mind getting shot every now and then. It doesn't bother me. It's just that I have certain obligations here at Saturday Night Live. If I get drafted, who's going to be the token black on Saturday Night Live? Huh? I'm asking you the question seriously. Who's going to do great Negro impressions on the show like Stevie Wonder?
Imagine the visual.
The visual on that
Stevie
one.
And he was great.
Great Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Who's going to do great Negro impressions on the show like Bill Cosby? What do you say to your mother when she brings you a bowl of yellow curtain? I'm telling you, look, if you want a tough soldier, you want to draft somebody that's really tough, mean, serious business, mess you up, this dude that you should draft, his very name scares the hell out of me. This is the guy right here. This is your man. Get this guy, Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris.
Yeah,
from the original cast. All right, so that's a little Eddie Murphy. All right, here's one of my favorites, Chris Farley.
Oh.
Playing, of course, the man down by the river, the motivational speaker, Matt Foley. Let's take a listen.
Now, as your father probably told you, my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now, let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
So that's a little Chris Farley, which I absolutely love. And we have his original outfit.
Oh,
his
man.
Original outfit.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, God.
All right, and before we go to break here, here's my personal favorite from the 40th anniversary special. It's Jeopardy with Will Ferrell and supposedly Sean Connery and Tony Bennett. Let's take a listen.
All right.
Would it be all right if I picked the next category?
Well, that depends, Sean. Are you going to take the game seriously?
Indeed I will. And I'd also like to offer sincere apologies for the way I've been behaving tonight.
Well, thank you, Sean. That means a lot. Why don't you pick a category?
I'll take La Tits now for 800.
That's Let It Snow.
No, it's not. It's a French expression. Bonjour, mademoiselle. I'd like to see La Tits now.
Oh, my God. So we have that entire Jeopardy set from the 40th anniversary special as well. So you got to check this out. And for tickets of Saturday Night Live The Experience, visit museum.tv.